Hey, it's me, the T-O-N-Y-T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I try not to eat candy a lot, but when I do, it's just wonderful. I mean, chocolate and caramel and peanut butter and nougat. I don't even know what nougat is, but I know that I love it. Fruity candy is great too, like jelly beans and Mike and Ike's and Juji Fruits and Jujubes and Sour Patch Kids. I mean, Willy Wonka, take me away. And as I think about candy, I can't help but think about some of the pop cultural tie-ins that have made themselves synonymous with those certain sugary sweets. From the time of my childhood, E.T. the Extraterrestrial has been associated with Reese's Pieces. I still read a Baby Ruth rapper in the voice of Sloth from the Goonies, you know, Baby Ruth? And I can't even look at a box of chocolates without thinking of Forrest Gump somehow. And all this came into my mind when I was watching the most recent episode of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier on Disney Plus, when Baron Zemo, a villain who has become a reluctant ally, attempts to get information from some impoverished village children by tempting them with a pocket full of Turkish delight. With all due respect to Zemo, as much as I appreciate his dancing, my Turkish delight association is reserved for a different character. The White Queen from C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. She uses Turkish delight, which, in my opinion, by the way, is really nasty, to ensnare and manipulate young Edmund to betray his siblings, who she saw as a threat to her power. She gave him a taste and made him promises of more for loyalty. But no matter how much Edmund ate, he still longed for it again and was never actually satisfied. Not such a sweet deal after all, Eddie. Now, we all deal with temptation, and some can, with all jokes aside, be very controlling. Not all of them are terribly obvious, and perhaps most dangerously, some are totally secret to the ones that are around us. And in those times that we yield to them, we don't find lasting satisfaction like we hope for. We usually find shame and regret, but that too subsides, and the hunger arises again, and the promise of whatever our particular Turkish delight is takes control of us once again. The Bible offers us some encouragement in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, when the word says, "No temptation has overcome you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." In Matthew 26, Jesus also tells us that we can, by self-awareness and by Christ dependency, overcome the weakness of our flesh by the power of his Spirit. When he says that we should watch and pray so we won't fall into temptation, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I don't know what makes you feel powerless to resist, if it's food or drink or drugs or smoking or relationships, video games, adult websites, even just your smartphone. But remember, in Christ, you are not powerless. He gave his life to set you free from these things, and that's not what someone who is powerless would do. Watch for the things that lead us into moments of temptation. Avoid them. Create a system and a structure of healthy and godly accountability in your life. But most importantly, go to God for help. His Spirit is willing, and in our weakness, he is indeed strong. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group. That's the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.